Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ostroff with the Kiplinger Editors, and we're talking about the most recent Kiplinger letter. And Jim, that's Kiplinger.com, right?
That's correct, yes.
And they can find all your publications there, the two biweeklies, the California Letter and the Agricultural Letter, and the magazine, that magazine. Tell us about that.
Well, Kiplinger Personal Finance.
That's also on newsstands. And then, of course, the letter, the Kiplinger letter, the famous letter, which we work off of. And they can find all those there. You can subscribe to those there. And also a phone number, Jim. Give us that, please.
It's a toll-free number, 800-544-0155.
Lots of good stuff there, folks. I encourage you to go. There's a lot of free stuff there, too, until you subscribe. And then you'll be amazed at what you'll find after you subscribe. Hey, Jim, let's move over and talk about... We got a nightmare in the Gulf right
nightmare
now.
Nightmare is correct.
It is a nightmare. It is a catastrophe of environmentally speaking, of biblical proportions.
Well, it is, and nobody knows what the end game is here. And I mean, I must say, honestly, the BP folks are working as hard as possible.
Have you seen how big around this hole is that the oil's coming out of? It's about the size. It's about the size of a small plate, not a big restaurant plate, but like a small plate.
That's it.
Like a plastic plate that you would have at a picnic. It's about that size. The hole that the oil is coming out of is that big around. Let's say 8 inches across.
Yeah. And
how would you believe that we couldn't stop? We couldn't plug that hole somehow.
And the problem, of course, is that there is such enormous pressure.
Yeah.
From the oil and particularly natural gas down there. Maybe we have in our minds that picture of old Spindletop in Texas,
right.
You know, gushing oil. And, you know, they're facing this. This is under enormous pressure. And, you know, they're doing everything. I mean, they're doing everything they can, but.
But you would think that it's going to be interesting to see how this all rolls out. But right now, it looks like that the oil is moving eastward.
It is.
It's moving toward the panhandle of Florida.
Florida, right?
It's already affected Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
That's right.
Moving towards Florida,
right.
And is this going to become a millstone around Obama's neck?
You know it. It may be, and the White House is very cognizant of that. It knows
it's getting worse by the day. But
it is.
But what's this going to do to drilling? Is this going to be the end of offshore drilling?
You know, we believe here no, and that going forward there will be new regulations, tough new oversight. But the bottom line is we need the oil. You know, we talked here about renewables, and they are coming on quickly, but it's still. I mean, even today, the renewables produce maybe 5% of our energy in this country.
Was Kiplinger the one that told me that there are 30,000 offshore wells in the United States?
Well, perhaps that is around the correct number. And the thing is,
those are for the most part of wells that are 30,000 that are doing a good job.
Exactly.
And even during Katrina, they didn't create a big mess.
There was virtually nothing because the.
So this is one of those 100-year catastrophes, isn't it?
It is, and it people need to understand, look at it that way.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
mitigate the fact that this is
an
environmental nightmare. We've got to figure out how to stop this, Jim, and how to prevent these things from happening. And I hope they don't find that this happened because somebody cut corners to make a couple extra bucks.
I said that's the concern. Basically, just the technology is sound and it works, but it may be that someone cut corners. I think the alternative is that they didn't.
Right.
We don't know how to drill that in that deep. That's a problem.
Jim, one of the things, before we go, in the minute we got left, the government is working on three areas to help with to help small businesses, federal contracting, exporting, and commercialization. Talk to us about that a little bit, please.
I'm saying, you know, Obama has set a goal of having nearly 25% of every dollar in the U.S. that's contracted for go to small businesses.
That's not just his goal. That's a law.
Well, it is a law. And it is a law. It is a law. But he's enforcing it and looking to really double our exports over the next 5 years or so.
Using small business.
Yes,
and I know that Ex-Im Bank, which is one of the government institutions, Fred Hochberg's heading that up. I know he's focusing on that. The Department of Commerce is focusing on that. So small business owners, if you think you could export, if you have any idea of exporting, the government is behind you now. And I've seen this in real life, Jim.
That is correct, and they will help you.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jim Ostroff with the Kiplinger Editors, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. In the meantime, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.